Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections gains momentum. Cyclonic storm Remal intensifies into a severe cyclonic storm, likely to make landfall between West Bengal and Bangladesh coasts around midnight tonight. Special investigation team begins probe into Rajkot fire tragedy. Gujarat High Court takes Siomoto cognizance of the incident. 6 newborns killed and several injured in a massive fire at Children's Hospital in Delhi's Vivek Vihar area. President, Vice President and Prime Minister condole loss of lives. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Summit Clash in Chennai this evening. Campaigning has intensified for the 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is campaigning in Uttar Pradesh today. Mr. Modi addressed an election rally in Mirzapur. Speaking on the occasion, he said that the country has decided to form a BJP-NDA government for the third time because of its good intentions and policies. Mr. Modi accused INDI Alliance of trying to make Prime Minister's post a musical chair.
अब ये सपा कांग्रेस इंडी गठबंधन ये कह रहा है कि 5 साल में 5 प्रधानमंत्री. अब बताइए भाई, ये 5 साल में 5 प्रधानमंत्री कोई रखता है क्या? अरे कोई मिस्त्री नहीं रखता.
Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will campaign in Bihar and Punjab today. He will address public meetings at Ara and Kaimur in Bihar. From there, he will go to Punjab and hold a public meeting in Ludhiana this evening. BJP President JP Nadda will hold 3 public meetings in Bihar today. The BJP chief will address his first public meeting of the day in Jehanabad, followed by another 2 in Ara and Bihar Sharif. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will also campaign in Bihar today. He will address a public meeting in Mohania of the Sasaram Lok Sabha constituency. Later, he will address another public meeting in Patna. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed public meetings at Nahan in Himachal Pradesh. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will hold a roadshow in Hoshiarpur this afternoon. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will address public meetings at Salempur and Balia in Uttar Pradesh. In our series of constituency profile for Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on Godda parliamentary seat in Jharkhand.
The Godda Lok Sabha constituency, which goes to poll in the 7th and last phase of polling on 1st of June, is all set for a two-way fight between BJP sitting MP Dr. Nishikant Dubey and Congress's Pradeep Yadav. Mr. Dubey, who has been winning from this seat since 2009, is leaving no stone unturned to win the Godda seat this time as well. Pradeep Yadav was a minister in the BJP-ruled government in Jharkhand when the state was carved out in the year 2000. He was also a minister in the governments of Babu Lal Marandi and Arjun Munda. In the year 2002, after the demise of sitting Godda MP Jagdambi Prasad Yadav, Pradeep Yadav was fielded by the BJP and he had emerged victorious from this seat. At present, he is the sitting MLA of the Congress from the Poriyahat Legislative Assembly constituency. 6 Legislative Assembly constituencies like Madhupur in Devgarh district, Jharmundi in Dumka district, Poriyahat in Godda district, Godda and Mahagama comes under this Lok Sabha seat. There are over 20 lakh eligible voters in this constituency, which includes about 10,50,000 male voters and more than 9,77,000 female voters. As many as 2,347 polling booths will be set up in the constituency for the coming Lok Sabha polls. Since the Godda parliamentary constituency borders neighboring districts of Bhagalpur and Banka in Bihar, the administration and police are bound to deploy heavy security alongside the border areas. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In our series of constituency profiles, we also bring you a report on Patna Sahib parliamentary seat in Bihar.
BJP has fielded former Union Minister and sitting MP Ravi Shankar Prasad from Patna Sahib parliamentary constituency. He is trying his best to clinch this seat consecutive second time with a bigger margin than 2019 Lok Sabha elections. From Grand Alliance, Anshul Abhijit is Congress candidate who is trying his luck for the first time in electoral politics. He is son of former Lok Sabha Speaker Meera Kumar and grandson of the legendary leader Babu Jagjivan Ram. Before delimitation, the Patna Sahib seat was known as Patna Parliamentary Constituency and it came up with new nomenclature in 2008. From 1957 to 2004, this Lok Sabha seat was represented by Congress Party three times. BJP and CPI clinched this seat two times each. Congress Party has never been successful to win this seat after 1984. After the delimitation, the Patna Sahib seat has emerged as one of the pocket borough of BJP because it succeeded to win all previous three elections from here. BJP has put all efforts to ensure victory of party nominee Ravi Shankar Prasad. Besides holding the first ever mega road show of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi in capital city Patna. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
As few days are left for end of Lok Sabha polls and announcement of results, preparations are on in full swing to welcome the newly elected MPs in Parliament. The Lok Sabha Secretariat is making extensive arrangements and has constituted special teams of officials for the purpose. We have a report.
As soon as the Election Commission will issue notification of elected candidates, newly elected MPs will start arriving. Before their travel, the nodal officers of the Lok Sabha Secretariat will be in contact with them. Special reception centres are being set up in different terminals of the IGI airport and different railway stations in the national capital. The newly elected MPs will be received at designated points after their arrival through air, rail and road. After their arrival in reception centres in the Parliament NXC Extension Building, several documents will be issued in including phone connections, new bank accounts, smart access card to the Parliament building, fast-track stickers for their vehicles and diplomatic passports. Accommodation will also be allotted to them as the newly elected lawmakers will stay in the state government guest houses in the city and the Western Court hostel complex. The members will also be given a set of publications including the constitution, rule and procedure and conduct of business and handbook. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Cyclonic storm Raimal has intensified into a severe cyclonic storm. It will make landfall between West Bengal and Bangladesh coasts around midnight tonight. Named by Oman, Raimal means sand in Arabic. It's the first cyclone over the Bay of Bengal in this pre-monsoon season. India Meteorological Department has warned of extremely heavy rainfall in the coastal districts of West Bengal and heavy to very heavy rainfall in North Odisha today and tomorrow owing to the weather system. Extremely heavy precipitation is also likely in Assam and Meghalaya and heavy to very heavy rains in the other northeastern states of Manipur, Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura. We spoke to IMD DG Mrityunjay Mohapatra about the latest on the cyclone.
Cyclonic storm which developed over the Bay of Bengal is moving northward and it is expected that it will hit West Bengal and Bangladesh coast between Sagar Island and Teuphara as a severe cyclonic storm with a speed of 100 to 120 km per hour gusting to 130 km per hour. On its imprint, rainfall has already started along West Bengal coast. And Kolkata is also reporting rain in the morning and wind speed is becoming squally. 40 to 50 km per hour gusting to 60 km per hour wind has started last night. It is gradually increasing at present is about 50 to 60 kilometers per hour along West Bengal, Bangladesh coast and North Odisha coast. It will gradually increase. It will become 100 to 120 kilometers per hour, costing 135 kilometers per hour from evening of today till early hours of tomorrow. This is the peak time of wind speed. Heavy rainfall will start from noon today and it will continue till morning of tomorrow. In addition to this heavy rainfall wind, there could be tidal wave of height 1 meter above the astronomical tide, inundating low-lying areas in the coastal districts, especially south and north coast Parganas.
Meanwhile, the authorities of Kolkata Airport have decided to suspend flight operations for 21 hours from today noon in view of the possible impact of Cyclone Raimal. A total of 394 flights, arrival and departure in both international and domestic sectors will not operate to and fro the airport during the flight suspension period. The death toll in the Rajkot fire incident has reached 27. Gujarat State Home Minister Harsh Sanghvi, who visited the site of the incident, told reporters that strict action would be taken against whoever was responsible for the tragedy. He said prima facie it is learned that the cause of fire tragedy was lethargy of a welding person. A special investigation team, SIT, has started its investigations. He further said that the responsible people, including the owner of the game zone, have been picked up within a short time of the incident by the police. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel visited the accident site and got the details of the rescue operations, including the causes of the accident. Gujarat High Court has taken suomoto cognizance of the fire incident at the TRP game zone. The issue will be heard in the Gujarat High Court on Monday. As many as 6 newborns were killed and several others were injured in a massive fire that broke out at a children's hospital in Delhi's Vivek Vihar area yesterday. At least 12 newborn babies were rescued from the fire incident. Presently, one infant is in the ICU and 5 others have been admitted to a hospital. Delhi Fire Services said it received a call regarding the incident at around 11:30 p.m. and 16 fire tenders were immediately rushed to the spot. The cause of the fire accident is yet to be ascertained. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the news of death of many children due to a fire in a hospital in Vivek Vihar, Delhi, is heart-wrenching. In a social media post, she said, "May God give strength to the bereaved parents and relatives to bear this shock." The president prayed for speedy recovery of other children injured in the incident. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said he is extremely distressed by the loss of lives of newborn children at the hospital. He expressed condolences to the bereaved family members in this hour of grief. He hoped that the injured will recover soon. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the fire tragedy at the hospital in Delhi is heartrending. He said his thoughts are with the bereaved families in this incredibly difficult time. Mr. Modi prayed that those injured recover at the earliest. Prime Minister has announced assistance for the families of the deceased who lost their lives in tragic fire incidents in Gujarat and Delhi. In a social media post, PMO said an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's relief fund would be provided to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. In Uttar Pradesh, 11 devotees were killed in a bus accident that took place last night on Lakhipur-Gola Road in Khutar police station area of Shahjahanpur district. 10 others were seriously injured and sent to the Shahjahanpur Medical College Hospital for treatment. Police said when the bus was going from Sitapur to Uttarakhand, a loaded truck hit the vehicle and overturned on it. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has expressed deep condolence over the loss of lives in the accident. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH will take on Kolkata Knight Riders KKR in the Summit Clash in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Kolkata Knight Riders finished the league stage on the top of the points table with 9 wins, 3 losses and 2 no results, giving them 20 points. They earned a direct spot in the final by defeating Sunrisers Hyderabad in the qualifier 1. SRH got a second shot at the title in the qualifier 2 against Rajasthan Royals RR and they made the most of it by defeating the men in pink by 36 runs on Friday. Both teams have been incredible with the bat this season. KKR and SRH have posted 6 200-plus totals this season, the most by any team. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections gains momentum. Cyclonic storm Raimal intensifies into a severe cyclonic storm, likely to make landfall between West Bengal and Bangladesh coasts around midnight tonight. Special investigation team begins probe into Rajkot fire tragedy. Gujarat High Court takes suo motu cognizance of the incident. 6 newborns killed and several injured in a massive fire at Children's Hospital in Delhi's Vivek Vihar area. President, Vice President and Prime Minister condole loss of lives. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Summit Clash in Chennai this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.com and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the midday news.